your parents, after they moved here, boys lived in North Little Rock, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, all of them. Yeah, I want to make sure I had that straight. Because, of course, I don't think it, as I said, I can't tell.
Well, my father, he worked, first he worked at Jacksonville, and before then, you know, they didn't have much for black men to do. They worked on WPA, that was probably for your time.
Yeah, no, I know what WPA
and,
is. My father worked
he worked for WPA, and then after that, he, I can remember when this defense plant was open in Jacksonville, and he worked there. And after he left there, he went to California, he worked in California, and he tried to get my mother relocated in California, which we would have been much better off because opportunities was much greater there. But she couldn't see leaving her people here in Arkansas, so therefore we wound up staying here. But I think that we all would have been much better off if she had gone on there. So after she didn't want to relocate, my father was drafted into service, and after he was drafted into service, he came back to Little Rock for a while, and then he went back to California and started working there, and he was working as a cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt on the job, and he was there 7 years before he, you know, was able to come home. And my mother had to take care of the 7 children alone, so he said he couldn't write here and ask her for any money because he knew she wasn't making anything working as a cook at the YMCA on 3rd and Broadway. So therefore, he just had to do without, you know, because he knew she was trying to take care of 7 children. You know, the only thing that really helped, we had our own home. It was a small home because when he was working for the WPA, he would pick up, you know, small pieces of wood, and then they had this railroad track over here. They would go over and get this lumber from these car boxes, and that's what the house was built, you know, with. But by him being a carpenter, this was a help. We always had more than the average family in our neighborhood. And the other reason is that my mother could sew from the age of 9 years old, making her mother's clothes, and we always had nice clothes from being able to pick up a little remnant from the store, and then a whites would give us, you know, clothes, and she would tear up a dress and make us two little clothes, and we always looked nice all the time. They thought my father really was a great father, because, but they didn't know if it wasn't, he was a good man, but if it wasn't been for my mother being able to sew, we wouldn't have ever looked like that, because they always said, oh, Mr. McCraw certainly keeps his family looking nice, but part of it was Mr. McCraw, but my mother, she was doing an awful lot. So this is what helped us an awful lot. And afterwards, my father got his settlement in California from getting hurt when he came back, and he was able to buy this place.
Mm-hmm.
We would have stayed in our home house, but they didn't ever bring the sewer line down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the bathroom built there, had the tub there, but we had to run the water underneath the house, and then they had to build a little trench where the water could run out beside the house. So we got tired of this, and we decided to build this home over here at 801 East 13th. So my father was getting $58 a month as a disabled veteran, and he wouldn't have gotten that if he hadn't got hurt, you know, in California, because the people here in Arkansas, they were getting less, and some wasn't being recognized at all. So after he was getting $58 a month, and he had to be on a special diet, therefore he still wasn't contributing too much to the family, and my mother was still taking care of 7 children almost, but the money that he got from getting hurt, they bought this place up here and bought a car. It didn't pay for this place up here, but it was enough to pay a down payment on it and then buy a car. So my mother was working, and they would pay a little bit each month until the place was paid out. Then after the place was paid out, they rented the house out for something like $15 a month. And finally, Daddy started building on the house up here. And they worked on the house for 7 years trying to build it. They would put up so much lumber, and then the lumber would warp from, you know, weather beating, and then they would pull it down. So finally I got tired of this, and I told them if they would get a loan, I didn't own anything, I would be happy to pay the loan so they could complete the house.